Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of water, the letter H, the Great Barrier Reef, and all 20-sided dice.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 467, Somewhere Way Out There, part 5.
It's time for the 4th annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 5 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. 2 A's, 2 T's. Spell it right? Say it right. In our last episode, aliens representing the Seven Worlds Amusement Collective appeared on TV, which was better than meeting them in person, because apparently they ooze and smell something horrible. Pretty gross. Anyway, they arrived to let us know that they're building an amusement resort on Mars. Don't get your hopes up, though. They say it's not for us. Military Rep General K. Winston Calamity arrived in Middling Fair to intercept the aliens for examination. But Abby Fallmacher, owner of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, and the Little Wicker Basket Company, Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere, got there first and invited the aliens to stay at the hotel. We joined the aliens, the general, Abby, and a small crowd of onlookers just outside the hotel front door.
Miss Fallmacher.
Yes, Corporal Knuckles?
That's General K. Winston Calamity, ma'am. And as the authorized representative of the United States of
America. Well, here we are. The Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. The finest accommodations Middling Fair has to offer. Trust me, there's no need for you to follow up on that statement. Would you two like to step inside?
That would be acceptable.
Fine, I'll join you in a second.
Fallmacher, you're taking advantage of this situation.
You bet your sweet asphalt, General. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we all need to take a minute and think about what is happening here. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for humanity to make a good first impression. Please, let's not act like a crazed mob. Try to treat this moment with dignity. That way, it will be something you can tell your grandchildren about. Let's make it memorable, people! Hooray! And what better way to do that than with my latest set of little wicker baskets? I call them closed containers of the third kind.
I can't stand sales pitches, especially the kind where they try to sell you something. Let's go inside the hotel. There, Giles, the front desk clerk, is speaking with Cap, the oldest bell captain on the planet.
Hey, Giles, look, we just walked through the door.
You mean those two oozing aliens?
No, over there, Danny Hillcrest. And he's dragging a cart full of stuff behind him.
Oh, yes. Miss Fallmacher told me that he's moving into the Venus Arms today.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, now that you mention it, it is kind of weird about those aliens.
Yes.
Another day, another hit product. Now, to the matter at hand. Cree, Naff, this is the lobby of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. Some say that it is the finest example of prefabricated postmodern mid-eastern Victorian architecture still in existence. Personally, I think...
This building is adequate. We accept your offer of hospitality.
Oh, that's wonderful. Easiest sales pitch ever. Now, would you care to have the presidential suite? Oh, that's presumptuous of me, isn't it? I have no idea if you are a couple. What about two of our largest singles?
There is no need to decide that detail at the moment.
But Giles has to get your rooms ready. Put down some rubber mats, open some windows. All of the windows. And where will Cap take your... whatever?
You misunderstand. We will occupy the entire building.
Just the two of you?
If this is a problem, we can search for other accommodations. Perhaps General Calamity can help.
But you're asking me to let the two of you take over this whole building and kick everyone else out of the hotel.
Precisely.
I can't do that.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here. I'm so excited, happy to be moving in here today. We're going to have the best time ever. Hey, let's make some s'mores.
Giles, spread the word. Everybody out.
Wow, I haven't seen anything that cold since someone tried to serve me frozen yogurt. At the dentist's office, while I was in the chair. It didn't take long for word to spread that everyone was being kicked out of the Venus Arms. The usual suspects quickly gathered in the Comedy Forecast studio on the fourth floor of the hotel.
This is crazy nuts.
Happening.
Yeah, yeah. I just packed up everything I own.
Everyone
was out.
And that's a lot of copies of
all stop speaking at once. This is really hard to edit.
Basically, I don't see what people are worried about.
Lenny, Miss Fallmacher is kicking us all out of the hotel. Didn't you get the notice to vacate your apartment? She's evicting you.
Oh, basically, I thought vacate meant basically we were all getting a trip to Aruba.
Can't we, like, sue her or something? Wow. Did I just, like, become a shill for the litigious establishment?
I already checked with my lawyer. The leases we signed gave her every right to throw us out in case of an alien invasion. Who knew that that would be a thing? Or that the invasion would just be our hotel?
Well, Rory and I are set.
Yeah. We're going on a walkabout. Stop. On a clear day, you can see things.
Oh, have you been planning that for a long time?
Absolutely. Over the years, I've invested in lightweight camping equipment, learned how to navigate by the stars, sharpened my hunting skills, and built up the endurance for a long walk.
And I bought a hoverboard and an air horn.
I guess I'll move my recording equipment out of the studio and back to the house. What are you guys going to do?
I'm headed home to live with my dad.
He must live someplace really laid back.
Like, yeah, New York City.
How about you, Lenny?
Basically, I'm going to go across the street and basically rent that Airbnb room above Caprica Coffee's coffee shop, coffee bar, and Coffee Express.
Great news! I just rented that room. You and I are going to be roomies!
That... yeah. Basically, that.
Like, you could stay with me and my dad.
I love it!
Like, I meant Lenny.
Lenny is your dad?
So the aliens are going to be staying in the Venus Arms. I'd say there was poetic justice in that. but it doesn't rhyme. Maybe it's one of those New Age poems. While I try to figure that out, you tune in next time for part 6 of Somewhere, Way Out There.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.